Hello, hello, check, check, check. Hello. All right, if this is going, I'm not on the page yet, so I don't even know if it's going. I didn't announce it or anything. This is just, my boy's sleeping, so I have a quick chance to do a quick live stream about something that I was very interested in. Let me tweet this out. Oh, my Twitter's gaining some heat, almost up to 4,000. At Owen's nice wife. Am I out of focus? It's all right. Who cares? How's Charlie doing? Awesome. Am I out of focus? Does it matter? No one gives a shit, right? How's Amy? Amy is finally home. Amy and the baby are sleeping. And baby's healthy. He's breastfeeding in a great way, which was, he was on a feeding tube for a bit. They thought he had a collapsed lung, but it was just some air was leaking out of his one of his lungs when he was born. And so he had to get healed. And he was. And the reason I took down the other video, I originally did one with, hang on. I'm out of focus. Everything else is blurry. It's not you. I don't know. I only care because other people are going to care. And I just get annoyed extremely easy. All right. Anyway, I get annoyed easily. When you're underslept, you definitely get annoyed easily. Anyway, what was I going to say about that? Oh, I took down the other video because I said what hospital they're in. Now that they're gone, you know, much love to Tacoma General. The people working there were awesome. But I did an update on Charlie and Amy the other day, and then people were like, where'd the video go? And I didn't even want to tell people why. It was as I was talking about it, I said how great of a job Tacoma General was doing, and then I realized it was a security issue, so I just took the video down. So as you can see, I'm wearing an unbearable t-shirt because we still don't have any furniture or clothes, so I just wear merch all the time. If you see me in the last few weeks, I'm either wearing a Socialism Always Ends in Starvation Genocide shirt, one of these shirts, an Unbearables hoodie, or like the one shirt I have. It's really funny. What's up, dudes? So I'm having a spiked seltzer because been a crazy week. And that can still go with my my low-carb, high-meat diet. I think I might have been wrong about the intellectual dark web. I want to talk about that in just a second. But first, Birch Gold. No, I'm just kidding. Eric Weinstein and Ben Shapiro just had one of the best conversations I've heard in a long time on their Sunday special. It was awesome. I don't think it's the intellectual dark web. I think it might be Sam Harris that is just brutal. Because Weinstein just did a great job. Like, because he was fearless. He wasn't like reshaping the argument and redefining words constantly to hide the fact that he's full of shit. You can tell he believes what he believes. He has just enough of that weird, like, adventurous paranoia that makes him really interesting. He's crazy smart. I think he's wrong about a decent amount of stuff. Just a remarkable conversation. So I finally see a little bit of the function and the point of the intellectual dark web. I'll talk more about my baby in a second. I'm a little all over the map today. But I just wanted to get that off my chest, because whenever I'm wrong, I don't like to not say that I believe I was wrong for very long, because it like weighs on me. So I think I might have been unfair to the intellectual dark web. I think it's just Sam Harris. It's just so tedious. But Weinstein, that's what I always liked about him. I remember when he first called me like last winter, one of the things he said, he was like, we may need you to save the world. And I love people like that are so smart, they're almost insane, and they have this weird, like, I can't explain it. It's borderline madness, but kind of accurate, and it's just exciting to be around. I think I kind of like crazy people a little bit that are not, like, bad crazy. They're, like, probably accurate crazy, you know? I remember I talked a little shit about Weinstein recently because he said that I was bad for his brand a couple months ago, and it kind of hurt my feelings. But I can see his point. I think he really does think that the world may just completely go to hell because he doesn't trust the intelligence community at all. And he's coming from a left-wing point of view, which I was raised with, which is why I don't understand why people are so trusting of the intelligence community with President Trump. Like, the left is now like, how dare you not believe the FBI? And Weinstein was like breaking down all the stuff the FBI did. He was like talking about how they drove this woman to madness. They tried to get King to kill himself. They murdered some other guy. They tried to get the mob to kill one of King's guys. You know, the weapons of mass destruction stuff from the CIA or one of the intelligence community. Like, the left is insane, right? And that's one reason why I don't really, I didn't really see this huge value in the intellectual dark web, because it's like, why reach across the aisle to idiots? You know, when you see this James Gunn stuff and that one dipshit that tried to say something nice about Ben Shapiro and then got lambasted for it, and then he walked his comments back and was like, oh, Ben Shapiro is a Nazi. I will try to do better. I'm so sorry for even saying anything nice about him. And then James Gunn jumped in it. And then it turns out James Gunn is like legitimately a pedophile. And at first I was kind of defending him because I, what's that? Oh, thanks, bud. Yeah, I'm just doing a quick one. I'm just, what about James Gunn? Yeah, what's, device not available. Device not available. This is, I hate this shit. Now I'm real small. Yeah, this is, all right, there we go. I don't even remember what I was talking about. I'm so underslept, it's like insane. I don't know how single moms do it without just beating the hell out of everybody. Harris is gay, yes, Sam Harris is gay. Well, Nimmer fixes this real quick. I'm just going to read. Oh, thank you, Rob. Oh, and sorry, I didn't read all these super chats the other day because I was kind of spiraling and I just got the hell out of there. But thanks for all the congratulatory ones. Okayton says, I was talking about James Gunn. Yeah, he's a creep, man. Like, at first I was like trying to defend him a little because people can joke about anything they want. But his jokes were like graphically disgusting. And it was like when you do 50 pedophile jokes and you like direct kids movies and ugh. Yeah, and then those are the type of people that are intolerant to Ben Shapiro and his wacky free market worldview. Yeah, this I think it's fine, man. I know Artling's like intense, but
yeah, thank you.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, bro.
I got you.
Oh, I'm good, bro. I'm just having one spike seltzer, and then I'm gonna go back to the trampoline. I'm gonna try and because Wally just sleeping for a little bit. So yeah, the dude's a perv, man. He is. Because I was trying to not be a hypocrite, and I was thinking about all the ways my tweets have been misinterpreted. And when I said that about David Hogg, how he hadn't had pubes yet, and all these blue checkmark leftist media people all called me a pervert for trying to sexualize a young boy. It was a 17-year-old anti-gun guy manipulating a situation, and I never once sexualized him. I said that he didn't have the age or the experience to tell me I couldn't own a gun. And so they know what they're doing. And to see James Gunn, he had like hundreds of like that he's going to like fuck a kid and how he's like a pro NAMBLA guy. It was insane. And I try to give a wide berth to like someone just bombing jokes, but the dude is not even a comedian. He's just a pervert. And then of course, Patton Oswalt, who I've always felt was a pervert, jumps in about being pro NAMBLA and all this with his little fat fingers. He's like 5'1". He's a cherub. Clearly has hormone problems. Loves comic books. Wife dies mysteriously. Viciously leftist. Like, these people are perverts, man. Straight up. And so when you see that Mark Duplass, who's a douche, by the way. I don't know why anyone would defend that guy. I've known that guy was a douche for a while. When he just says, you know, I don't agree with Ben Shapiro, but he's a pretty good dude. And they made him apologize for that. Mark Duplass recently directed Wild Wild Country about a cult. By the way, whatever just happened, the camera's all fucked up. Who gives a fuck? It's just never-ending bullshit. Look, now it just goes light and dark. How I had it, I thought was better, but I don't matter. I don't like the way I look in this doesn't really matter. And the thousands of dollars I spend on it, it's just, I might as well have burned it in the fucking yard. That's all great. Anyway, so he directed a movie about a cult and doesn't realize that he's exhibiting cult behavior. Like, he can't have a thought that it... Look at this shit. Can I just fucking put it back to how it was? All right. How was it? What was it? This? It's fine. It's fine. Just leave it like that. No one fucking touch anything. So anyway, James Gunn's a pervert. He gets fired from... It just keeps going in and out of, like, light and darkness. I should just buy Birch Gold and bury it in the yard. I don't have any money really right now, though. Our money's just fucking spent. Our hospital bill is 11 grand. By the way, Planned Parenthood, that takes all this tax money, all they do is abort babies. None of that goes to, like, women who have complications with babies. You know, our kid was just in the intensive care unit. They saved his life. God bless. It's awesome. But, like, government doesn't help with that shit. Granted, I don't want the government to help with anything. The only reason we're in this problem is because of the fucking government. Man, this is shit. This camera just keeps going light and dark. Every time I turn my head, it just flares out. Awesome. Glad we put in just all this work, guys. Don't look at it? All right. Yeah, that's what they do with the pedophile issue in Hollywood. Just don't look at it. Cool. Don't know what I'm talking about anymore because all the technology that's supposed to save our soul is just mind-blowingly distracting. I'm just going to fucking raise these. What if I just do that? Does that, like, do something? I'll just do that. Like this. And this. Just 8,000 people with OCD are just going to be like, no, you have to do the algorithm with the button and then, you know, for just a small fortune, you can have this all fixed. It's all a scam. Hang on, I'm gonna turn the lights down. Hang on a second. I'm turning those off too. This looks retarded. Just big squares of light in the fucking window. Awesome. And it just goes dark and light and dark and light. It's great when you're like, hey, you know, I just want to write jokes and play piano. And it's like, oh well, that's all right. We'll take care of everything. And now it's just shit. At least my kid's safe. You know? At least my kid's fucking safe. Is it the autofocus? I don't know. I don't do any of this shit. Sorry, I guess being the classical piano playing 2 hour a day joke writer, I should also learn about fucking autofocus. How much was all this shit? Hang on, let me try and switch something else. This is awesome! What a great fucking thing I did here. Real good stuff. I'll just put it on manual focus, and if I'm out of focus, fuck it. There we go. I'll just keep going in and out of focus. Good times. Let me read some super chats here. Congratulations on the growing family. Hope Amy and Charlie are doing well. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks, Painter Bear. You're the best. Hey, and longtime watcher. Can I be verified as Bear? I'm curious on your thoughts about gene editing and CRISPR and how ultimately all of this is about transhumanism and becoming gods to avoid consequences. Much love. I like CRISPR when it comes to getting rid of diseases. I don't believe in gene manipulation. I think that's horrifying. But if you can get rid of cancer or some shit, yeah, hell yeah. But yeah, becoming gods isn't going to happen anyway, so might as well just not even go down that path. Lucas, movie bet here, and I think there's a line between a few jokes that are dirty, inappropriate, and a pattern of it. Comedian jokes about pedos, maybe it's a joke, but someone in an area where molestation always happens, well, maybe it's Hollywood truth. Oh, it's true. No, I know it's true. These guys are fucking scumbags, dude. And Eric broke it down in a pretty sweet way. He was like talking about how it's, hey, can anyone tell me why it just keeps going super bright and dark? And why the fuck, like, this is worth any of this? Does anyone know why this doesn't work? Artling, do you know why this doesn't work? Anybody? Nobody? Nobody cares? Autofocus. Yeah, but wasn't that what I was supposed to be doing? And then didn't Nimmer change it off autofocus and then it just got worse? Sweet. I could have just used a fucking webcam. You guys realize that, right? Just a webcam? Any webcam. Cool. These Hollywood people upset about the gunfiring were waving torches and pitchforks when you said kids aren't trans. Oh, I know, because they want to fuck the kids. And no one cares. And the way Nimmer broke it down... Is, dude, I can't, it just keeps going light dark. What the fuck is the point of this? It's just so stupid. Close the shades. It started with closed shades. Awesome. Awesome stuff, guys. Teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work. Huh? It's now there's no image.
Yeah.
I know. It was fine. Now it's zebra pattern. This is great. Good stuff. No, it's fine now. Just leave it. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, I've been a robot the whole time. Well, at least you guys are enjoying it. This is a good time. Thanks, bro. I appreciate the help. Poor Aaron. No, Aaron's fine. I'm not mad at Aaron. It's not. It's about technology. Aaron's a great guy. Aaron's a rock star. So is Nimmer. Obviously, my frustration is not aimed at those two human beings. It's the concept of like, technology will make everything better. It doesn't. It makes everything shit. Except when it comes to saving my kid. Then technology was pretty damn good. Whew, man, rough week. But everything's good though now. They're home. Yeah. Trying not to get you banned. Was your boy in the NICU? Yeah. Yeah, he was. What was the weight? 7 pounds, 11 ounces, but then he started losing weight because he couldn't eat. They had to put a feeding tube in him because he had a leaky lung, the old leaky lung. Last Bernie Bro was great. Thanks. Yeah, I'm going to play that today. I really feel somewhat guilty, not guilty, but I wanted it to be more of a celebration of life when Charlie was born. But I'm not going to lie to you, dude. It's been a rough week, and it's just like little comments have just been pissing me off. You know, because that's the beauty and the setback of having your life kind of open to people, which I like. And I'm going to continue doing that. And I think it's the way to do it because I think a lot of lives aren't represented properly in the evil media. It also opens people up to saying shit when you're not really strong enough to handle it. I mean, you can handle it, but I'll fucking flip out. You know, and someone's like, well, you know, she could have pushed a little longer to have the kid. It's like she was 10 centimeters dilated and people were screaming. Not screaming, but it was an emergency C-section. He almost died. He came out without the ability of breathing. So like when people have their little fucking comments, drives me apeshit. Owen got those glasses at Hot Topic? Maybe I did. Maybe your mom sucks dicks at Hot Topic. What about that? Jeffrey says he misses the light going dim and bright. West Side Bear, precious boy comments. People are retarded. It's all good. That's why I just wanted to talk about intellectual shit today. I don't even want to talk about, I don't really want to open up conversations about, you know, what we should have done or not done. It makes me feel violent. Yeah. And, you know, we had to get some stuff done this weekend too because, you know, I flew in Nimmer and Aaron came up and was separated from his family for a few days, which I appreciate just tremendously to help work on stuff. And we shot this. So I'm going to play you guys. I think this could actually be a movie. You could make this an entire movie, The Last Bernie Bro. But we shot this all on my property. Places that I've never even explored. So let's give it a shot.
My name is Chad. And I'm a Bernie bro. There used to be millions of us. Then there were thousands. Now there's only me. We stood for something greater than ourselves. The quality of outcome. The greedy capitalists called us morons. Said we didn't have jobs and we lived off our pants. I mean, that's all true. But they did not have to say it like that. When I first heard Bernie Sanders, something in me changed.
You know, it's funny, sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing.
I knew that the problems in my life were not my fault. They were someone else's fault. Capitalism, greed, America, not me. When everyone else turned on Bernie Sanders, I did not. Bernie spoke of a land that listened to him and had the courage to follow the dream. I couldn't find it on a map or spell it, but I knew it had carried his dream and I would find it. I brought only my machete, a frisbee, bubbles, two LaCroix, and my trusted vape pen. The natural environment is raw, beautiful. But when I think about white privilege and America and capitalism, I flip out on it and beat the shit out of it. Greedy capitalism makes me freak out so frickin' bad. My name is Chad. And if you are reading this, just know there is hope for you too. Come. The socialist utopia Bernie Sanders dreamed about. Escape America's evil rich clutches if you dare and try to break into a dream. The dream that is Venezuela. My name is Chad.
Yes! Venezuela! I'm here! I want to come in Venezuela so bad, and these walls divide us! Please, just open your gates to me!
You want to come in?
Yes, please!
Like, in here?
I've come all the way through this horrible jungle from America to be a part of your beautiful utopia. I was a Bernie Sanders supporter!
You're an American.
A lot of shame, I know. The land of greed and meanness. I want equality.
Do you have a passport?
Oh, of course, this shameful document that keeps people apart.
Let me see.
I'll burn it right now.
Wait, no, stop. Stop it. Put it down. You wait right there.
Okay, I'll do anything. I can't wait to play Frisbee. And blow bubbles!
Is that valid?
Unfortunately, yes.
Alright, pick it up slowly. Hand it to me. Hold this.
Well, but why would
For
I want...
For freedom, hold this.
But why would I want a gun in a land of utopia?
Stay right here.
But aren't these illegal?
Now take back!
Where are you going, sir?
I'm going to America!
Man, that man's very confusing. Who are all these people running towards me? Why do they look like skeletons? Hello? Where do I play hacky sack around here? And who has some goddamn LaCroix?
Come on!
All right, so much love, obviously, to Artling and Nimmer. Subscribe to Nimmer's YouTube, which is at Eric Nimmer. And patreon.com/Artling_Hartling. Or Artling_Hartling on Instagram. It's important for people to support the stuff they like. Got great feedback from that short. We banged it out in a pretty stressful time, and we didn't have one argument. We just are clicking. And we got another sketch coming out soon. And your support is why we can do this. I've just been in kind of a pissy mood today, obviously. And part of it is because of just how much government and corporate support goes to like these shit comics, and we'll make stuff that's so much better, and it gets it's always demonetized, and then it's always throttled. Like, once it hits a certain number, it has to go on like a blog somewhere or be tweeted out by someone huge to go any higher, even though the like to view ratio is so insanely good. YouTube literally has algorithms to not feature it because of my shadow ban. So I know I ask a lot of you guys, but just hit that like or share button or whatever, because there's some serious threats to our way of life. Socialism is becoming mainstream again, which is nuts. And that's why I do see the value of the intellectual dark web, although I'd find it slightly gay still. Eric Weinstein and Ben Shapiro had an awesome talk, and it was cool how Weinstein supported a deregulation of certain elements of capitalism, but yet he wants certain things socialized because of like automation and all the stuff coming down that line. Here's my policy on all this. It has to be consensual. You can't have a redistribution of wealth based on force. That's consensual rape. It's an oxymoron. We have to develop a culture that buys and supports that which they want to, or else we deserve to lose it. Straight up. That's just the deal. And I did like hearing his perspective, because he is probably the most rational and good-hearted and well-thought-out and respectful liberal you'll ever hear. Eric Weinstein and his brother, Brett Weinstein. I still disagree with them, because I'm a conservative, apparently. So, because I don't see how that is possible to say, okay, well, we'll deregulate this, but we need more socialism here. That's still centralization of economics. And he's talking about how there's these rent collectors, these type of like parasitic enterprises that exist in our society that just kind of makes a ton of money with free market and there's nothing we can do about it, which is impressive that a shifty Jew admits that stuff, because usually that they keep that silent. No, but seriously though, there's a great moment in that conversation where Ben Shapiro is talking about how he's a Tea Partier and that Weinstein was an Occupy guy, and they agree. It's just one was protesting the banks and one was protesting the government, but clearly the Tea Party is right. Don't get me wrong. There was a horrific thing happening between the government and the banks, but it's because of the government. Like, the banks simply do what is profitable for them. So when you have this monopoly of force of the government and they pass legislation that any banker, if they don't take it up, if they don't exploit it for what they've been given, they would be kicked off. They would lose profit margins, and you know, they'd probably be ousted as CEO and their stocks would fall and you know, they'd go out of business. That's the beauty and the horror of free markets. The horror only comes from when you're dealing with governments, because it allows for unfair manipulation, and that's what it is. Because normally a free market would keep everything more fair on its own. You know, if a bank is giving these high risk loans to people that are definitely not going to pay the loans back, they would go out of business. But when the government says, we'll give you money to give people these loans, it'll be backed by the government. They have to do it because it's clearly profitable. And that's the double-edged sword of free markets, is if it's profitable, you go for it. So if you have a government which has aircraft carriers and drones swarms saying, we got your back, we'll steal money from the population and give it to you if you give it to these single black mothers in an inner city so they can buy a house and then default on it in 3 years because we want more votes, that's a problem. Now, the Tea Party guys were against the government. The left-wing Occupy guys were against the banks. The root cause was clearly the government, not the banks. The banks are going to function in whatever you give them. And so that's why I think the left is simply wrong. Now, that being said, the conversation was so valuable. And I think it made people understand where each other is coming from. They were talking about religious stuff. And, you know, what I loved about it was the flaws of Sam Harris. And I don't hate Sam Harris. It's just no one to me alive right now, with the exception of Richard Dawkins, although he's losing popularity, which is great because he's a dipshit, has that much reverence and is that wrong. It's hilarious. It's just like he doesn't justify it. Like Weinstein is like this bizarre atheist / not atheist. It's tough to put him in a category because he's like, he said he was raised in an atheist house and he wanted to understand the thoughts of God. So he went into physics because the universe was where God was in that household, and how I've heard him talk in the past about the limitations of rational thought and the limitations of your own mind to not look up to the supernatural. But he's haunted by the fact that he can't possibly believe in miracles and shit like that, because he's so scientific. Like, he doesn't think God came down on Mount Sinai. And they were talking about how he almost feels like he needs to believe that but can't. And it was a fascinating conversation between a very religious person and an atheist. And I was like, if this is what the intellectual dark web is, then as the Jews say, Mazel Tov, or as the non-Jews say, that's awesome. God bless. As the Czechs say, Nazdalovia, or Nazdalovia, I can't even remember anymore. Nazdalovia is Czech, Nazdalovia is Russian, I think. As the Venezuelans say, I'm starving! I'm getting in a better mood. Sorry for being a dick earlier, but it is kind of frustrating when, like, you know how I feel about technology. You guys get it. My favorite thing in the world is a machete. It's just, I love just the simplicity of it. I've gone through a few lawnmowers since I've been here. Even a lawnmower is fucking annoying. I'd rather just have a blade and a glove so I don't get more blisters and just hack. Because it makes perfect sense to me. The odds it breaks down is like zero. And you just hack, you just do it. I get the Amish. That's why I think they're really in charge, not the Jews. Sure, the Jews control the weather and everything, and they're shapeshifters. But the Amish, they knew a century ago to be like, listen, this whole mechanized butter thing, scam. Let's keep it real. Churn the butter. It looks like you're whacking off. All right. Just going to talk about some other stuff. So yeah, Charlie looks just like Walter, except he has more my chin. But he still has that like that somewhat Mexican black hair. I thought one of our kids, we're planning on having four. That's our plan, you know, God willing. Humans make plans and God laughs, you know, as the old saying goes. I was hoping at least one of them would have my sweet blue-eye, blonde hair vibe. But no, the darkness wins. For those of you that are retarded, I'm mostly joking. I'm not, what I'm saying isn't an anti-brown eye, dark hair thing. It's more of like I wouldn't mind seeing myself represented a little more. But there's something dominant about that, the darks. Because our kids are only 25% Hispanic, but yet for some reason they have those, you know how they almost have those Asian-y eyes? Man, it's a powerful little gene set they got there. It's like Washington blackberries. You just got to keep whacking them. Your kids are better looking than you, just saying, from Eric Nimmer. Whew, that's quite a shot. Seeing as my oldest is 2.5, you might want to hang out with James Gunn, you fucking sicko. I'm a 38-year-old legend. Very symmetrical man face. Why don't you go ahead and not talk about the attractiveness of little boys? Sick son of a bitch. But yeah, that James Gunn guy is a real creep. I can hear Nimmer laughing. Me and him, we're going to do a stream together, but I swear to God, one of the reasons I'm not into it is I don't want to reframe the camera. Like, I had this whole anxiety of, like, because I was going to have my couch be where me and, like, Nimmer and Artling were all going to chat. I'm not moving anything. Like, even just this, to me, is like, don't touch a fucking button, you know? And so I don't know how to do that exactly. I'm developing technological PTSD. All right. Like, I don't know how me and Nimmer would have it. We'd have to be, like, side to side. And for those of you that don't know, he's half my size. Half. Just a little heads up. Our sketch that we're releasing soon is, it's called 6'7 White versus 5'8 Black in Basketball. And it's just like, what would you rather pick? And he's all chiseled. You know, he's got the black guy moves and stuff. And I'm just standing there on my phone and my shoes aren't tied. And, but I'm still 6'7". So that's the joke. It's really funny. You guys can be the new Otto and George. Wait a minute. Is that a puppet? The black guy moves. Yeah. No, they're real. I mean, he's fucking chiseled. I haven't seen him do one, dip since he's been here, ladies and gentlemen. And, unlike me who sips on spiked seltzer with like zero carbs, he's like, yeah, let's have some Heineken's. And I'm like, easy there, 12-pack black guy. Yeah, so by the way, my frustration earlier was in no way aimed at Artling and Nimmer. It's technology. It's like fucking crazy. And just the bills. I, even with a 5-day intensive care unit bill and stuff, I'm not even close to tempted by universal healthcare. It's such a bad idea. You struggle through this shit. I would give up my house, everything I own, everything for a healthy baby. So don't think for one second I'm like actually upset about like hospital bills. It's just annoying. It's annoying, not even the bill, because to have my baby saved is worth so much more than the hospital bill. It's not even fucking close. Why I sound frustrated, just to be clear, is the hypocrisy and the ridiculously stupid mindset of most of the country where they're like, not even most of the country, half, where they're like, you know, Planned Parenthood, it's about women. It's only to kill them. If you have any baby complications or you have problems with your pregnancy, like Artling's wife had, they had complications. A lot of people I know have had babies go through situations like this. You won't see a peep out of those fuckers. Planned Parenthood is just like, do we kill them? We got a vacuum and a scalpel. Like, you want them dead or no? And that's it. That's all they got. And so that's the shit that pisses me off is when you see these Jimmy Kimmel. And so what Nimmer was saying that I wanted to reiterate, because he has hood knowledge. I'm just waiting to see it. I thought he was going to laugh at that. Because he's from Cleveland and Texas, you know, like hood areas. Not that Texas is hood, but he's from the black areas. He laughed at that one. He said he never saw a white person when he was a kid except Emily from Little Bear. And he was like, man, he's like, I always thought like white people had the best lives because it would be like she could play with her magical friends in the forest. He was like, my mom used to make me stay in because, you know, it was like a rough neighborhood and shit. And I looked at him, I was like, we did have magical lives. Because we did. Now it's going to shit. But anyway, I don't remember. Oh, yeah. So he was like, because he was looking at this shit with Mark Duplass with me, but he had that black hood knowledge and I got that white just knowledge. I don't know what else to call it. I'm just waiting to see what makes him laugh through the wall. But he was talking about how it's basic like pimp versus hoe mentality, where the pimp gives you protection and the hoes get to act in any disgusting way they want, and they'll just be protected. And the thing about hoes is they have to, it's better to, if you've ever noticed the hoes, the street hoes, they're like fives and sixes. You'll never see like a 10 because that's a problem because the other hoes will get upset. You got to have your hoes mediocre. And the hoes can be these drug riddled, you know, abusive, violent, like literal blowing dudes for drugs. And she'll be protected by the pimp as long as she gives the pimp some money and doesn't blow up the pimp spot. You know, calls him daddy and whatever the pimp says goes. And that's a waterfall because right under the pimp, you got the bottom bitch, which is like the pimp's, like the Meryl Streep. You know, and then under Meryl Streep, you got another class of hoes. And then under those hoes are like just the ratchet ass bitches that are just all like gnarly and shit. And it's this hierarchy that we see in Hollywood so blatantly that it's laughable, where you have the pimps, you know, these big David Geffen guys that you don't even see ever. And then you got the bottom bitches of like Meryl Streep, Jimmy Kimmel, these guys that are like, yeah, daddy, what do you want me to say today, daddy? You know, and then when one of the hoes goes out of line and says, you know, Ben Shapiro seems like a pretty good guy, they're like, they smack that hoe. And it's not the pimp that does it. It's the bottom bitch does all the beating. You know, and so then all these, like James Gunn's a bottom bitch who's like smacking these hoes, like Mark Duplass, shut up, Mark Duplass. And then the pimp's like, yeah, bitch, you hit that bitch. Yeah, you show that bitch. Give me that money, bitch. And because it's all about covering up pedophilia, rape, money laundering, political agendas fed to them from D.C., right? And so it's so funny when it becomes obvious. You know, when you got Mark Duplass is just a street whore, right? And he's giving fancy shit just like you give these hoes. It's like, yo, you want a house in the valley, yo? It's like, you want that shiny shit? Oh, you so pretty. You so funny. Oh, we love your movie at Sundance. No one gives a fuck about your movie at Sundance. This is all pimp talk. And it usually has come through the bottom bitch, you know, Meryl or Kimmel. And then when they get smacked down, you see just the, like when you see the black eye on the pimp or on the hoe, like Mark Duplass, when he walks his shit back, you see a peep into this world of just disgusting, gross covering for each other's nihilism. You know, it's like these people are all just covering for each other to act like disgusting animals. And, but the thing about pimps is pimps go to jail and pimps get shot. So you can't rely on your pimp. You can't rely on your pimp. Like Harvey Weinstein was a pimp. He wasn't a bottom bitch. He was a straight cold pimp. And so he had Meryl smacking that bitch around, making her call him God. And then when he goes down, like he went down, you know, the whole structure shifts and all the hoes get scared. They act like hens, like little chickens. That's why they call them chicken, like chicken heads and shit. You know, they're like, what do we do? What do we do? And then they find a new pimp. That's why they went silent for a couple days. When Harvey Weinstein went down, you saw nothing out of the hoes, nothing out of the bottom bitches. You know, like for 3 days, they didn't make jokes about it. They didn't do shit because they hadn't gotten orders yet because they didn't have a pimp. They're just running around sucking dicks on the street wondering if someone's a cop. You know, and that's no place for Trevor Noah. And Rich, by the way, did you recently see Trevor Noah make a hard alt-right argument? This is why these people are so, like, silly. Like, when you become just a smacked-around hoe, you're just this vampiric entity for pimps' will. You don't even think. Like, Trevor Noah, France won some shit, like some soccer shit, some gay shit. France won some shit in soccer. And Trevor Noah in his faggy-ass pool boy suit just goes, it was talking about how most of the players are black, and he's like, Africa won, not France. And I was like, easy, Richard Spencer. You understand that's the alt-right argument, is that it's blood and soil. So it's like, if the blacks won the soccer game, even though they're born in France, they're French citizens, but they're always going to be African to Trevor Noah. That's hilarious. Like, my ass would never think that. I would think, oh, those are black French guys. I swear to God, I would never in a million years think that's like if I accomplish something in America and someone's like, that's a win for Germany or for Scandinavia or for whatever. That's fucking weird. It's like, no, I'm an American. I've been here for generations. That's the antithesis of the argument for migration. It's like these people have no like root. They have no anchor in reality at all. They do whatever their pimp tells their bottom bitch to smack them to say. And I found that profound when Nimmer explained that to me. I was like, that really is it. It's just watching pimps and hoes and bottom bitches. Like, because they're just they're in this hierarchy of protection because the government is not really in the protection business. They say they're in the protection business, but talk to Nimmer about that shit, a four-tour Afghanistan guy. It's not the Defense Department. And he's a patriotic, American-loving, proud Marine, but at the same time, he's like, they only fucking bought one side of his body to protect. You know, you get the chest plate or the back plate. You know, well, some of these bottom bitches are in their colonel offices with like espresso machines, and that makes people a little angry that have that have more libertarian vibes. You know, when you truly don't see someone as a demographic and you see them as an individual, certain things make you a little angry. And that stuff would make him angry, where he'd lose friends or he'd lose really good people for taking a hill or a valley or some shit that really didn't have any long-term reason, with the exception of making a small group of people wealthy. And that's the shit that to bring it all back, that's what Eric Weinstein brought to light, which I thought was very valuable. And these perspectives, sometimes you don't get to hear in an echo chamber. That being said, Weinstein's considered not left by the left. Like, he's not a hoe and he's not a bottom bitch. So despite the fact that he has these ideals of sharing is caring and all this shit that you would think would be liberal, but the fact he thinks for himself means he's out. And I think we see more and more of that of people on the left just leaving, because it's not about what you believe. It's, do you believe anything on your own? That's the real question of left versus right. And I know that right wing still has Nazi connotations, but that's the ultimate bottom bitch pimp scenario. I mean, there could have been someone more pimp in that scenario that I'm not seeing, but that was classic. Like, you know, Goring, Goebbels, all these guys are all bottom bitches. And then the shit all just goes down from there. And they're all covering up each other's crimes. And when you see the world in these hierarchies of force about just covering each other, where it's bottom up covering, it's fascinating. That's one reason why I always be just a massive Stefan Molyneux fan, is because he had a video come out today about what he hates about the basically like the intellectual aristocracy, like the intellectual elite. And it's the same shit I hate about them. And it's the same shit I can't stand about Sam Harris. If you can't explain an idea to a common person, which I consider myself a common person, or a child, it's fundamentally, not only is it useless, it's clearly a power grab. And I titled this episode, The Loss of Control, for many reasons. One, I felt out of control a week with my baby. And I don't believe for a fucking second, any of you atheists out there, that when you are gripping your wife's hand and she's in waves of excruciating pain, you know? My wife is so awesome. She said, just remind me when I'm in pain that we're giving Walter a brother and they'll have each other when we're gone. And that isn't her trying to be a good person. That's her being a good person, where she put others above herself. And that's one thing that I see weaponized in women by evil people, is this altruism that's there in those moments is now weaponized with governments and welfare states and all this nonsense. But in those moments, it's incredible to witness, where like my wife is like, this is for Walter, you know, that he's going to have a brother, that like in this, because my wife is tough as shit, tough woman, tough. And the nurse was like, 1 to 10, what's the pain level at? And she was like, 10, you know, with no drugs, 5-6 hours into labor, those waves of contractions are just like brutal, you know? And she says that to me, and we're like trying for a vaginal birth, a VBAC, because last time Walter's heart stopped and we wondered if we did the right thing. And she always wanted to have natural birth and all this stuff. And so we had this awesome nurse. She was like, basically, she had like total midwife vibes, you know, Christian from Michigan, you know, all about the natural vibes, but at the same time, like highly trained in medicine and modern good Western medicine, you know? So we trusted her that when the heart rate would dip during contractions, it was almost like a surfer going under a wave and we get through it and it wasn't a big deal. And, but then when it would go 2-3 minutes and not come up, we let that happen a few times. And then, you know, the doctor, said emergency surgery. Okay. In those moments, I'm curious what atheists really, if they looked at me in the eye, I would be able to tell if they're lying. They really don't pray to God. You know, when they say, we're about to slice open the love of your life and take out your newest son who you've already named, who is in peril. And then when you don't get word from them and they say that your son is in intensive care unit and you can't see your wife yet because they had to put her under, I really want to know if they don't pray to God. I don't believe for a second they don't. And I think that's so cowardly to pray to God in those moments and not admit you believe in God or something. I think that that's so much worse than anything else. I would respect an atheist so much more if they were like, I truly don't pray in those moments. I just drink Coca-Cola and I do Candy Crush because it releases endorphins. If someone said that, I swear on my children, I would respect them more for that than if they felt those moments of divinity and those moments of need and those moments of the universality of life and the finality of mortal life. If in those moments they truly didn't pray to God, I would respect their thoughts more than if they beg God to keep their family safe. And then when everybody's safe, they go back to being a Sam Harris drone. That to me is pathetic. It's someone who wants to be a God and knows they can't, but they push away the moments that remind them that they'll never be God. That to me is the most pathetic state of being you'll ever be. And one of the main reasons, I was never an atheist, but I was an agnostic for a good chunk of my life, where I said, I don't know. This is not something I don't want it. I just don't. There's no way I would have any idea of knowing that, right? When my son's heart stopped the first time and I begged God to save my family, I never went back, because that's the first time I prayed in over a decade. And I meant it. And afterwards, you have that tingle of like, but people think you're stupid and they'll call you, they'll make fun of you and say, oh, a bearded white guy in a cloud. And then you have to face, you know, that you're now the sanctity of the human soul and the womb and all this shit that's going to get you kicked out of every fucking elite circle in Hollywood based on the satanic pimp, bottom bitch, hoe mentality that Nimmer so eloquently described. If you turn your back on what you what you thought and felt during those moments of strife, you're a fucking coward. And you are. All right. Let me read some super chats and, hey, maybe we can fit Nimmer in here. Nimmer, you think you can, are you still listening? Maybe we can fit Nim. There's not a stool. We'll just have to be real gay about it. I'm just not reframing. I'm not moving that camera one fucking inch. Yeah, I was really looking forward to doing streams with you. So if you want to just try and make this work, we got two stools. Did I get it right, kind of?
Yeah. No, that was it.
Is there anything I missed about the bottom bitch yet? By the way, there's Eric Nimmer, legend. He was just in subscribe to at Eric Nimmer on YouTube.
And I got my wrench back.
Yeah, you did get your wrench
back. Yeah.
Weren't we going to do a sketch where we dyed this? Where we
dyed it blue.
What did I get wrong about the bottom bitch thing?
Oh, nothing. It's a power dynamic. It's just like if you look at people, like even when they switch out actors or comics, you call them the talent. They're not humans anymore. It's not some guy that does something. You're just a commodity, like a hoe.
Yeah.
You're a commodity. If you do that, you have to measure your stock. You can't have something that, like, you don't sell Rolexes in Walmart because it fucks up your whole inventory.
Right.
You have to keep everything relative because then that keeps the relative values together so you can sell them. Like the block. If you had Halle Berry on a block, everybody else's money goes down. Everybody just tries to schedule her.
That's why I don't like branding.
Yeah.
Because branding is that, where you have to have some sense of conformity or else you have like a non-conform distribution of resources. And then people are like, wait a minute, this was only half full of spiked seltzer.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. So it's so if you have everybody that are like within the ballpark, so if you have like Roseanne and it takes off way more than you think, it's like shit.
That was a bad thing.
So now people are going to watch her more than they watch the other ones. And the other ones look shitty now.
Right.
But I would much rather, instead of having one hit, but instead of an A student, it's more lucrative to have a shitload of B and C's.
Yes.
So you try to get the A the fuck out of here.
That for me, that only work. It's only beneficial with products. Like, I like that Starbucks is the same in every city.
Yeah.
I don't like it with humans. I feel like it's like the pre-genocide talk.
Well, that's why they make you a product first.
Right.
Your brand matters way more. Like the whole gun thing. Like, even how they reduced him and be like, oh, can you believe he said some shit in the past? It was it. Like, they stopped looking at him as, like, he's a director or he's a guy that evolved. Like, whatever they tried to spin it, they were like, fuck him now.
I know. But see, the reason that I think that he got it in a way that I think he deserves is because he was doing it when he got it. Like he was banging it at Mark Duplass about Shapiro and how they're all Nazis and shit. And then when you look at that level of hypocrisy, you're like, so does that mean you meant this? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, but the thing is, though, if you start cashing in chips about who's hypocritical, like, I laughed at, Disney firing him and writing all this shit. And I was like, you're one of the most notorious, like, you want to talk about dark histories?
Who, Walt Disney?
Yeah. It's like, fuck you, Disney. Like, you want to, like, who are you to high road? So, like, it's just all, it's like hypocrites calling other hypocrites out. And then it's to a point, it's like, all right, if you widen the scope a little, you too, motherfucker. Like, why can't you be mad at someone for their action in the moment if you're mad? If you notice somebody do, like, if you see them do an action and you take it and you are aware of it. Like, if you said something right now about me and I was like, oh, I was aware about it. In a week, I'm like, I can't believe Owen said that shit while I was sitting next to him.
Right.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's so ridiculous. Because
I saw that so much with me, with all these people being like, his tweet was so insensitive. I'm like, bro, I've heard you say the craziest shit. I'm like, you don't have consistency of character. Because for me, it's about accepted. We're all hypocrites. Everybody alive is a hypocrite on 100%. Some level. But it's the acceptance of hypocrisy as a way of life. Like that's why I was so annoyed by Aziz. Because Aziz is like, if you don't clap for being male feminist in this audience, like, fuck you type thing. And then he's clawing chicks. You know?
But you know what, though? I will say this. The reason I respect Aziz is also the reason I would never want to hang out with him personally. I respect him because he's consistently, like, awful. His ethic is, I will do whatever will make me more famous and people love me more.
Yeah,
I don't
give
a fuck. So when he does that pandery shit, I'm like, that's consistent. Like,
I hate it. It's almost like it's consistent.
Yeah, it's almost like the scariest predator is the one that you don't know if they're going to attack. Like if you know what a tiger's doing all the time, you're like, this is how you treat a tiger. But versus like an animal that's like, he's either going to be awesome or just fucking gnaw your face off. Like Aziz, you always know is going to be a power seeking scumbag. You can use that if that's your game, but yeah. I don't know.
I fear unpredictable people because sometimes you can be like friends with a guy, right? And then sometimes he takes your wrench, he might give it, but you never fucking know.
Uh-huh.
Unpredictable.
I'm so predictable, it makes me spiral though. Anybody could be like, it's lagging, the audio sucks. Within 10 minutes, I'm like, what is this world?
Because you're too nice to these people. Like you guys.
They're good people.
Some of them.
Some are dicks, but
fucking crazy.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
All right, this one's from Samuel. Or no, wait a minute. Jesse, speaking of possible red flags, hey, I've been in jail 4 months. What did I miss? I want to know what you're in jail for.
Yeah.
Samuel, it's the auto... Oh, this is from before.
Yeah.
Distraction Bear, thank you.
We're going to fix it later.
Quit notching so I can hear the brightness change. That's pretty funny. Congrats to you and Amy on a new little bear. How's Walter doing with the new addition of the family? He spiraled. He cried, but he's going to do awesome. I've been spending a lot of time with Wally since the baby. He's going to be so pumped once he understands it's his brother, but at first he's just like... Those are my tits. Why are you sucking on my mama's tits?
And that's how Owen responded when Walter was born. So it's like the
That
full
is
circle.
True. That is true. Like I was like, those are my... He was like...
circle.
Have any of your old leftist friends that deserted you reached out to you with the birth of your latest child? Maybe they realized that some things are more important. I figured not. Just wondering. Something even worse. Like people like won't like a picture on Instagram... And they'll text me like, hey, man, congrats on your baby. Like, powerful left-wing people. They can't even like one of my pictures because I'm an untouchable. Little do they know, they're in a situation where if their pimp goes down, they're just another whore on the street. They can just get...
Yeah.
Right. They're just robbed. Like, yeah. They don't understand how little they actually have.
Yeah, and a hoe with no pimp is just a lonely bitch.
It's so true. Like, you're just a lonely bitch with, like, a broken yeah. shoe. You're just like...
You're just a lonely bitch, man.
Hey, Owen, I'm trans firearm, and it triggers me when David Hogg microaggresses me and campaigns against my right to exist. He's totally trabsphobic. That's hysterical. See, dudes like us love those jokes because it applies logical consistency, and then we realize the hoes don't care. They're like, Daddy said this is what I think. And then they don't get mad because they're like, but Daddy beats me. It's so true. It's
but
so
Daddy beats me.
I know, but it's like Daddy's like Meryl Streep. Hi all, my name is Brandon. I identify as a N-I-G-G-E-R. Could I be verified as nigger bear?
No, nigga. No, the fuck you can't. Fuck out of here. What the hell wrong with you?
But what if he identifies that way?
I don't give a fuck.
That's not very progressive of you.
I know.
And if that's already taken, then goose bear. But see, we have more. We're allowing him to be a goose?
No. I mean, unless you're the big, tall fuck from Top Gun. Oh, my God, we're Tom Cruise. I mean, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, we're
Top Gunning right now.
I wonder which one's which, though.
I mean, he was...
Is Goose tall?
He was giant.
Goose dies, bro.
Dad.
Praying for you and your family. Congrats on the baby. Much love from East Texas. Thanks, Nick.
Hey.
Mr. Nick Down. Shitting all over socialism puts me in a better mood, too. Congrats on the new kiddo. Thank you, brother. OB, on the... On the tech hate, did you know that Unabomber's writings are online? I started reading them out of morbid curiosity. I hoped I'd be disgusted, but some of his critiques on modern tech's evils are valid. Thoughts?
Actually, if you haven't seen it yet, and if you don't, like, I read it too. Have you read the manifesto?
A long time ago.
So Netflix did this series on Unabomber. It's like a mini series. It's fantastic. He intellectually makes sense, but then he ended up being like an Instagram hoe too, because you did all of this just so he can get attention on his manifesto.
Right.
Like, yeah,
he had the right idea, and then he wanted
to get
attention.
Like, now it's like, I can't listen to you because you're fucking crazy. Like, it's like if you meet a girl and she's like, oh, I could be your soulmate. I slept in the backseat of your car and slashed all your tires so you would notice me.
Right.
And you're like, oh.
He was like smart with emotional problems.
Yeah, like that shit was.
He was like Eric Weinstein if the CIA had operated on his brain.
I'm not sure they didn't.
They might. Yeah, dude. Weinstein, I grew more fondness for him after this last conversation. I thought I finally see the value of intellectual dark web.
Oh, like I respect him intellectually and like as a person in that respect.
Yeah.
But As a friend, you a hoe.
As a friend, he's a hoe.
And because of that, you a hoe, and I don't really give a fuck about your thoughts.
Dude, total hoe.
I don't care about your thoughts that much.
Well, people are too into... See, he's exciting to be around because he's into, like, saving the world and shit, which is just fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like Don Quixote, where it's like, you know, those aren't windmills, they're giants, and that's, like, fun.
Yeah, yeah.
At the same time, you know, you hoe out for power, and, like, when you're trying to become the new elite, it's a little annoying because I'm not trying to be elite. I'm just trying to get my fucking YouTube to work. Michael Ian Black is being chopped down by the same sword he swung at comics like you at one point. It's infuriating. If he gets a pass, you deserve an apology and your Twitter back. Otherwise, let him burn. Come and... See, I'm telling you, his hoe analysis is perfect. His master isn't my master. So he will get another chance because he's a hoe.
Yeah.
And as long as he keeps the pimp... As long as he says daddy. I won't say daddy. I won't say that Meryl Streep is right. Like... If you just say the magic words of, like, whatever you say, daddy, it's like, here, baby, have another fancy fur coat. And why don't you go out there and you go do whatever you want to do? It's like, thanks, daddy. And then they go out and do heroin and kill their own kid or some shit. It's like, it's all right. You don't touch my hoes. So we have a different relationship with who is above us. And because mine isn't the Hollywood power structure.
Well, yeah, they make you kiss the ring. And I think it's really funny because people think, like, power structures change. Like, in history, we accept history repeats itself.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we don't invest that much in governments or like, monarchy anymore because governments are limited in power, really. Hollywood is more powerful than the government. It's transnational.
Well, that's what's
like,
happening with
big banks
the Fed,
and stuff.
The Fed.
They're transnational.
The Fed's like, who wants more money? Hit the printing presses, boys.
Yeah, so now it's kiss the ring, and it's like, yeah, you can't go against the king back in the old days because he owned all the land and he can give you a little. Now it's Hollywood,
right.
Everything else. They can give you a little attention or whatever you want, but you just got to kiss the ring. We will let you do... Owen could not change a fucking word or go harder if he would just be like, hey, by the way, fuck Trump. Like, if you said, like...
I won't do it, though.
I know, but I mean, like,
just... Never get up.
But if you did, like, three things, they would give you everything.
They'd give me everything back.
It's not
your
action.
They would.
My
agents and managers even said, if I apologize and say I've grown as a person, all that bullshit that everyone always does, it's like what Mark Duplass did, where it's like, all you have to do is resubmit your will, and then you're back in. But then they do kind of look at you, though, like the cow that may walk off the farm.
Wait, hold on. Wait. I just heard about those medical bills. Maybe, like... You could grow as
I'd
a person.
I'd rather be fucking homeless.
I mean, you could be 6'8". You could grow as a person.
I did grow physically as a person.
Yeah, no, I hate it.
No, but I just want to take out this pimp. I'm like, I'm too fucking crazy to even think about
that
shit.
Just be another one.
Who knows, though?
No, that would just be another one.
You think so?
Oh, 100%. Oh, like, my vision for the next 20 years is that entertainment is going to make a shift, and then it's just going to be pimps the other way. Like, they're going
to
make
but
you
see,
think...
But see, the right wing that I like, that I subscribe to, is the individualism. I Richard Spencer is not the fucking right wing.
Yeah.
Like, see, he's a power structure pimp.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, the people that are, like, live and let live guys.
Yeah. And
how do you pimp those guys? Those guys don't...
No, no, no. But they're going to tear down, like, And I'm not trying to be a nerd on here, but, like, Thus Spoke Zarathustra, Nietzsche. Like, where he talks about the camel, the lion, and the baby. There's some people that can tear down old structures.
Yeah.
And that's the camels are the old structures. Lions can tear some shit down. New people come in and they just create new ones. We are going to be the people that go, oh, you dumbass leftist, like you hypocritical this.
Yeah.
And you tear it down and it makes their power reshift. But then it's going to make a gap for other people. We are right now in comedy taking out Saddam.
Right.
And I just pray to God that we know when it comes how to fill that gap, because we might just be creating a new ISIS. Like, we might be paving the way for the Handmaid's Tale to come true.
Right.
It has to be like, because you heathenous bastards. It's like, oh, shit, you guys are bad, but fuck.
I know, but see, even that's true. But that's why I like Christianity because Islam is submission. Christianity is wrestling. You just don't really see theocracies with Christianity unless they're fueled by the government in, like, Europe back in the day, like, 1500s, 1600s. You don't really see it do that shit, though.
Well, I mean, like, for instance, let's look at the shift before everybody lost their fucking mind and started being all politically correct and comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Who would I always call you? What are you on my phone?
Lenny.
Lenny. What was he fighting against?
Lenny Bruce was fighting against political correctness.
And who was in charge? Like, but like it was a different type of political correctness. Like,
right,
he
that's
couldn't.
True.
It was the conservative.
I don't know. Some people would claim that the commies were already getting going, though.
Well, no, no, they were, but it was a moralistic political correctness. Now it's not moral or Christian based. It's you don't want to hurt their feelings. Bad days are terrible.
Right, right,
those
right.
are the devil. It used to be Jesus wouldn't want you to say
those
words.
Yeah, because I was raised with hypocrites in the Catholic Church. That's one reason why I was agnostic for a while. Is because you would. I talk about this a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what bonded me with Crowder, where it's like, you would literally see people say they were sinners in Bible study and stuff because, like, they give too much. And I'm like, that's the Lord's name in vain to me when you manipulate
interview.
That shit. Yeah.
Job interview answers. I just worked too hard and I cared so much for this company.
And so just watching out for that, I think it's a constant struggle.
But I think that's what the new vacuum will be, like, because if everybody, I think, the problem with PC culture isn't the end or even the means that you got to it. It's the wanting to controlling other people.
Yes.
Like the fact that you
that's
want
why I
to
like
control.
That's Molyneux. Because yeah. it's like the fundamental principle of the non-aggression principle.
Yeah. So it's Harm's principle too for like John Stuart Mill. Like that.
Oh, I love John Stuart Mill. Yeah.
So like, but the idea of saying like, I want to control you because I don't want you to speak this way because I think it'll save your soul is just as egregious as saying... I think it'll make some little fat girl one day that doesn't exist be sad.
Right.
And you're like, gee, like, both of these are bad. I'm just always scared that you'll have, like, Crowder. You'll have, like, Shapiro. And people who have no interest in taking the new power vacuum.
They set up the next.
Like you. Like, but it just makes it so, like, well, now you got all these people. Like, there are always going to be hoes and sheep. And they are going to beg somebody to be a pimp. And there's just going to be a new one.
How do we make good-hearted pimps?
You just got to.
What if instead of prostitution, we shifted to like massage therapy? You know, where it's like, yo, baby, you want a massage?
Depends on how the ending goes.
Yeah, yeah, but there's no jerking off, right? It's just like, yo, I'll rub you down, and it's like, jerk me off, and it's like, that's not how we operate. And then there's like a good-hearted pimp that's like, that's not what I do with my hose, because that's literally just like what any government is anyway.
I think. Ideally, it's kind of like, and I mean, I know everybody hates postmodern, but like Foucault, he talked about biopower. I think
he was a sexual sadist, but that's fine.
Yeah, probably. But like,
no, but see, I like thinking about postmodernism as an intellectual idea. You just can't operate on it.
Well, so like to make less powerful pimps is like Foucault says to destabilize power, like in governments, to make them so they don't just become abusive.
Yeah,
you have to diffuse power, so you need more pimps. Like not like pimps, like now you just told me, we were talking the other day and it was like, there are like what, 5 agencies?
Yeah.
That can control every, that's some big ass pimps.
Yeah.
The thing
yeah.
is now if you had like, oh, Owen's over here making comedy, Crowder's here, you have Rachel Maddow doing comedy. They say,
yeah,
news.
But see, that's still manipulated. It's still almost centralized control type shit. It's
well,
like,
but no,
if
you just have more of them. Like, so it's like, all right. And some people rock with you. Some people rock with you. It's when you make these camps and you make divisive lines, then the power just consolidates because they'll be like, oh, he's my favorite of the camp of people I like. He's now the new pimp. Like, it,
isn't
now
that
we
just tribalism?
Out. Yeah. And it's, but the thing is, tribalism turns damn near authoritarian if you have two tribes, like a minority minority versus a majority tribe. If you just have a two paradigm tribe system, one of them's going to pimp the other one. That's just how that shit goes. But if we all were like respective, like, hey, man, as a comic, people are like, and this is like YouTube, like you even getting super chats, that's helping because it's like, oh, you can go direct to consumer. You don't need a gatekeeper.
Right.
So that's a new pimp ring gone. Like there's different ways to get to it. Only when you diffuse power with government and when you diffuse power with like, that's why the legitimate use of force and monopolization of violence. When we were talking about that too,
yeah.
Governments, that's a big pimp hand strength. You don't need that. That's why people need guns. You need a check
to
make it so you can't consolidate power too
so
much.
So true. Yeah, you
and
can't.
That's
right.
Entertainment. It's everything.
But yeah. Like, I just don't want it ever to be intersectionality where it's like, where our power structures are based on like race, gender, immutable characteristics. It has to be ideals and like, you know, what your purpose is in life, what you believe, any like morality. It can't be like the talls and the shorts or like the blacks and the whites and the Jews, you know. That shit
definitely
to me
can't
is
be talls versus shorts.
I know because you
blacks versus whites. It depends on what they're giving us. If I would sign up for that one, but like in general, I agree with you.
Mm.
But I mean, We just getting shit.
That's true.
Can't knock it. I mean, I'll share my shit with you that I steal from you.
That's hilarious.
Like, you can, when they take your house.
South Africa ain't happen here, bro.
When they take your house and they give me 40 acres, I got you,
but then
bro.
You don't pay the taxes and I take it back.
Well, no, yeah, of course.
You're going to pull one of those Wesley Snipes moves. You're going to be like, I'm not paying the taxes. And then before you know it, I'm right back in. And I'm like, I already gave the house, though, so now we're good. We're good?
Hey,
we're good.
But I did some pictures for the gram, and that's all that matters.
When I used to be buddies with one of the writers for the Daily Show, they may have shot this, but I told him an idea. I'm like, shoot a sketch where every cab driver has to pick up 20 blacks over 20 whites, and then we're good. And see, like, the thing that, at the time, that was funny because, but it, what it reveals is there's never an end to outrage where it's like, we'll never be good in that worldview of leftism where it's like, no, you always have to feel guilty. It's like, no, tell us what you want, 20 cabs over us, and then we're good. And it's like, no, after that, we
Well, I mean, but why would it be, it always goes back to ends. And I think this is why a lot of people get the arguments with socialism wrong. It's like, oh, there's a lot of people that truly don't understand that it ends terribly. But then other people are like, no, they get it. They just want the world to burn. They're like, no, we'll never have equality.
But my
aim isn't equality. My aim is I want shit over you.
Right. No, that's why there's like there's evil and then there's useful idiots. Yeah. I've been a useful idiot. I at one point thought socialism sounded awesome because I was picturing like the government is like my parents or Santa Claus, where it's like they know what's best. And then I realized it's a sociopathic entity.
You meet some of them and you're like, fuck this.
I know. Congrats on the fam. I read that. Congrats on the little one. I'm glad you're enjoying my home state. Try to stay out of Seattle. It's cancer. Can I be verified as Glamping Bear? Because I'm all about the glamping in Washington. Welcome, Glamping Bear.
They didn't know if they're about the glamping in Washington.
What's that?
They question mark. You didn't know if you're about the glamping. Like, I'm all about the glamping, maybe.
Well, they were just opening it up for conversation. Thank you, David. Tranny Bear says... Some of these bear names are hysterical. May want to consider an epidural for Amy if you have another child. No, she got one. It's just the dude wasn't around for a big chunk of it. Trust me, we're trying. We're like, epidural? And they're like, yeah, you know, Gary's coming in 20. And Gary took a while, whatever his name was. No, we're all about it, but it didn't come for a while. Alas, this is the seventh seal.
I hope not. I'm only 29. Let's
yeah, but in black years, he's 60.
Yeah, and I look good.
Yeah, I do have good skin. But, you know.
You are the most unattractive member of your family.
Higher rank, higher percentage of hypertension and sickle cell anemia.
Hopefully.
Congrats, Dad. So happy for you and Amy. Nimmer, now that you are safe in America, please return the passport. For those of you that don't know about that sketch, it's called The Last Bernie Bro Full. Like it, send it out, share it, because we don't have any backing.
Yeah, and it's actually getting blocked. It's like, I tried to send it, I looked it up, and I couldn't find it.
Dude, the fact that we get the numbers we get is insane. Like leftist fitness instructor is at 130,000, I think.
Yeah.
But we got to push this shit, though. It's up to you guys. And it's, like, that's how we beat these fuckers. Glad to see you and Nimmer still wet together again. I went through this when I was dying. I didn't pray because I knew I'd be a coward if I did. Interesting. I went through this when I was dying. I didn't pray because I knew I'd be tired of it.
Can we talk about that?
Of course.
For a second?
Because, yeah, talk about anything.
Like, so I texted it to you because I didn't know I was going to come in here. But yeah. I was like, I really want you to explore one day the idea of euphemistic atheism. Because I'm starting to notice a pattern where people, it's like out of spite, I don't want to say God. But I'm going to say, like, universe, or it's karma,
right,
or some divine.
Right.
Like, you put
I
all
see that
your
all the time.
And you hope
I'm
in it.
Spiritual, not religious.
Like, you put your hope in it, and it's like, that's just, it's like when you walk around a little kid, and you're like, freaking, and it's like, stop it. Yeah, I know what you meant.
It's like N-word.
Yeah, like, it's like, I know what you meant. Stop it. Like, if you right, were like, that, come I, here, I, little N-word, you'd be like,
exactly. It's like, that's these N-words are you need to get the hell out of here. There's no difference.
And I feel like a lot of my atheist friends are asking. Yeah,
right.
You
see why I keep them around, ladies and gentlemen?
But like that, like, it's, you're doing the same thing. Like, if you say, like, I don't say the word bitch because I respect women. So these raggedy ass females are doing it, trifling again. If you're doing the same thing, but with positives too, you should really investigate, like, oh, why are you so scared to, like, are you abstaining from exploring that side of your spirituality or something else because of your own, like, free will and, like, your own will, that's cool. If you're doing it just out of spite for society,
yeah,
you need to investigate that, because that's an
issue. It's right out of Fight Club, where it's like, our dads didn't want us, where our dad's unwanted. It's like,
yeah,
it's like a generation. Malnu just did an awesome presentation on that, where they're talking about how that was the setup to like what's happening now. It's like, we're a generation of men with no purpose, raised by women. Our fathers didn't care about us. God has abandoned us. It's not even saying God doesn't exist. It's God has abandoned us.
Yeah.
And then out of that, they're said, self-help is masturbation, but self-destruction, now we're talking. And you see that and you're like, man.
Well, and also look at, it's a new form of nihilism, if you really like the idea of saying like, destruction won't bother me because I think I'm already the worst off. And I think that's the real argument for socialism that nobody wants to articulate because it sounds bad.
What's
but
that?
Like Fight Club. All right, the idea they were like, oh, is your credit fucked? Is your life suck? Let's blow up these buildings and we'll just like, we are already at a low. Let's bring everybody to this low. And it's like, oh, you just don't realize you're not really at a low.
Well, yeah, and also, well, Molyneux thinks it was all a metaphor for the Fed. They just couldn't say it.
Oh.
That yeah. It's like IKEA and all this stuff.
Yeah,
it was all about shit we don't deserve because of, like, government printing money. You gotta watch, dude. You'll love this shit.
Yeah,
watch Molyneux break it down.
The Fed is such an interesting organization to me, just because
they're such liars.
Well, I mean, they have to like, that's like saying sharks know how to swim.
Right.
Look where they are.
Can't say that I believe, but as my father is in a coma due to complications in relation to his cancer treatment, I now pray to who or what there is. That's awesome.
I respect that.
Do you still want to interview a teacher? I'm available this weekend. Lev has my info. Yes, Joseph, we're in. I'm in. I just brought a child into the fucking world. Kyle, I love the Bears, but I got to be honest. As an example of someone who is smart, you fail to look like someone who fakes being smart. Sad Bear.
What?
I don't get what
that
means.
What does that mean? Wait, hold on.
I love the Bear. Yeah, break it down.
But I got to be honest. As an example of someone who is smart, comma...
You fail
to look like someone who fakes being smart. He's not trying to look like he fakes being smart.
But it's from Sad Bear.
What?
I don't get it.
You need Hooked on Phonics, bro. Like, that was hard.
A comma slice. I mean, we're currently debating, like, you know, purpose and God and economy, the economy, and now, and we don't
social
know.
Social structure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's cool.
That one threw us for a loop. I shared your successful women abortion post on Facebook with the caption, every successful woman was a baby who was not aborted. My leftist friends exploded. I lost 10 friends instantly. Deadwood. Yeah, burn the Deadwood. Yeah, it said behind every successful woman was an abortion she's proud of or some shit. It's like behind every successful woman is someone who didn't abort her, like China.
Jeez.
Good for you, though. You don't want those people in your life. They get angry because they can't even fucking wrap their heads around another argument. Can you adjust the lighting so we can see Nimmer? You can see Nimmer fine.
They just want to do the black joke.
That it is
they're
a thing, though, but it doesn't.
They're just going for the black joke.
It's actually true, though, but that's okay.
I mean, physics.
You would do the same thing with my age. You're like, yeah, you look fucking 90, though.
She's old as fuck.
Can you just... All right. oh, dude, thanks, Connor. That was crazy fucking generous.
Oh,
love
wow.
Your shit, bro. Hope this helps with diapers. Dude, you're the man.
Fuck yeah.
Marcos Van Dalen. Dear Owen, you're funny as fuck. Keep it up. Thanks, brother.
Dope.
When are you going to collab with Jordan Peterson? I did a talk with him on the Bear feed, if you want to check it out. It's on my YouTube page. He's the man. I now have a bunch more stuff I want to talk to him about, but he's just out being the number one author in the world.
Yeah, you know.
For, like, since January.
Hobbies.
He said something hilarious. He said he's the first person to climb the hierarchy by talking about hierarchies. I thought that was hilarious. Can we expect any House Nimmer skits? Will you have Eric available? Eric helping out with Amy is while Amy is down and you freaking out about perceptions.
That's
hysterical.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh my god, because I'm always asking, like, hey, you need anything done? That would be funny if, like, I gotta stop him from asking. Like, I can't let this go.
right. That's really funny.
That's good. That's actually really good.
We lost Artling to his family, though.
Gay.
Oh, we are shooting. We want to shoot Juber, where it's like, instead of Uber, it's Uber for Jews, where it's like, are you a Jew? And we just have some Jewish friend just be like, they look super Jewy. I could even possibly do it. And it's like, do you hate getting picked up in Uber by someone who definitely wants to eradicate your whole fucking species? Why did I call him a species? That I just don't know.
That's what made it funny.
I know. It is. Where it's like, and then you got like him in the front seat, like, and you just got a Jewish dude in the back. It's like, instead of Uber, we have Juber. It's like, you're not going to be picked up by a Jew because they're out making money. But he'll be Jewish friendly at least. And it's just like him. And he's like, hey, I'm a normal American black guy. I don't hate you. I'm not from Somalia. All right.
Actually, I'm looking for an agent.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking of that too. Whereas you're driving him, you're like, hey, man, will you check out my tape? Are you Jewish? thanks for bringing conservative comedy to Washington. Buy a beer on me. Thank you, Adam. You're the man. Raymond. Hey, Dean, you and Sammy do a tune. I always see someone else said something about him being Sammy. I'm like, he's Dean and I'm Frank.
Yeah.
We got to get a Sammy. Because it's not, he doesn't fill the role of Sammy. Because ironically, when you don't see people as like their race, like at first someone said that to me a while ago. And I remember being to the person who said it to me, I'm like, bitch, you're Sammy. He's Dean.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, where I'm like, because Sammy's playing the role of like the butt of every joke, and he's usually the one busting balls.
Yeah, I'm a shooter.
Or else you would think that I'm like, at my height, I'm like Michael Jordan. I don't know what that means. All right, Lucas. I disagree that it was the authoritarian right that was the original censor. I kind of agree with you too, by the way. I think that there was some deep state shit. Siskel and Ebert wanted to heavily censor horror films, and the Washington Wives censored music. The left has never changed, but the right evolved. Yeah, like, I remember Tipper Gore being the bitch back in the day trying to censor all the rap music. It was the right would always censor their family unit, where they'd be like, you can't say this shit in my house. They were less likely to be this utopian fucking, we're going to make people what we want. YouTube is a pimp, too. It takes 30% of super chats. Yeah, but they survive. They provide a service. So do pimps, though.
Yeah. Keep that pimp hand strong.
Fair Bear, thank you. Thank you for your service, Eric.
Oh, wow. He went twice.
I think Benjamin Bear.
Someone was by accident.
Yeah, Eric did 4 tours in Afghanistan, by the way.
Hoorah.
That's probably why, you know.
So I'm jaded.
He's jaded. He's a little jaded. If you do make it to Australia, you are welcome to use my 26 acres for forest for vegan hunter shoots. We have some funky looking fruit and dude, that's great. We were going to shoot a vegan hunter this weekend, but Buzzkill had to give birth. he was going to come out vegan hunting with me, but he's a real hunter. And then his wife starts making him do it and he blows his own head off.
Like I probably would. Yeah. I was going to say, can we go on your 26 acres and really hunt? Like I want to go in Australia and just
hunt,
see
them,
who lives.
Hunt kangaroos.
Well, no, I mean, it's like, oh, you know, they mow them down. Like, so one of my really good friends, like, you know, you meet everybody in the service. He's Singaporean. And their military trains in Australia.
Yeah.
And they go with 50 cows. And, like, their kangaroos are seen as a pest. And they're allowed to just mow them the fuck down.
From an elevated...
Yeah, no, like a mounted 50 cow. And they're just like, doo, doo, doo. And I was like, what? Like, I think that would scare me more than war. Because I grew up on, like, Captain Kangaroo and
shit. Oh, yeah.
And just watching them get wasted. Like,
there's something almost... I would have a hard time shooting a kangaroo just because there's something so human about the way they fight.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You got hands. I could
unless
shoot
it was like
one,
a
but...
bitch. But then again, I don't know if I... Am I allowed to say, like, I don't want to shoot that animal because it's kind of anthropomorphic, but I'll shoot his ass. Like, I'll
shoot
a human.
He's like... He's went human hunting.
I mean... It's only hunting if they can hit you back.
That's a good point. What?
I had a really offensive bit I came up with yesterday, and I want to ask you if it's too far.
Let's hear it.
That, like, thank God the Olympics never brought in dodgeball, because then we would have to give, it would be, the only team that could ever win would be the women that survived the stonings from Saudi Arabia. Like,
and you can't see them.
Yeah. And they're just ducking and diving. And then it was going to be.
That's hilarious.
There's a bit about how they would be they might also, like, if they dress colorful, they would look like they're going to Comic-Con because they look like the ghosts from Pac-Man. Like if you just had colorful...
They do look like Pac-Man
ghosts.
Yeah,
like, but just like they're all going to funerals.
Because, yeah, they're like Pac-Man ghosts in mourning.
Because they are.
They are. They're own. Remember, what was that joke you said the other day about every gay guy?
Oh, what's the most popular Middle Eastern name for a gay man? Geronimo!
Because they throw them off roofs. And then my backup was... or kneel, because they make them kneel and then they chop their gay heads off. And by the way, that's not anti-gay. It only like pimp hand morons would think that that's anti-gay. That just is It brings light to a horror.
Yeah, it's more like, hey, how about we stop them from doing this shit?
Right.
Like, don't be mad at me because I said it.
How about we stop calling me problematic for being hilarious and stop the guys from throwing the gays off the roofs? He actually did stop a few of them. All right, A-10, Bear Hog of Monkey Country. I really wish there was a...
Oh, do you get that name?
No.
A-10 Warthog is the most badass plane there is in the military.
Sick.
They're old school. If you ever see the ones that they used to paint sharks on the front of, that's an A-10 Warthog. So A-10 Bearhawk, that's fucking dope.
That's sick, dude.
Salute. That's fucking sick.
I really wish there was a way to get my story to the bears. Not praying was not out of spite. Far more complicated than that. The value becomes clear, and that's exactly what convinced me otherwise. Interesting. Why didn't they laugh at gmail.com? Email me right now. We're going to get out of here, though, because I got to check on the woman. I've done an hour and a half. But this, thanks, Bryce. Wicked generous. This chat started with me being a negative Nancy, and I turned out to be a positive Peter.
That's your sign off.
All right, guys.
I'm a positive Peter.
Positive Peter's out of here. And follow Eric Nimmer at Eric Nimmer on Twitter because he hasn't been kicked off because he hasn't taken any real risks.
Thank God.
And then YouTube, he's on. And then Artling_Hartling on Patreon. Follow me on patreon.com/WDTL if you want to support non-socialist comedy. And hugepianist.com for my hour specials. And spread this thing. Just hit the like button, comment anything you want.
Yeah.
And stay gay or not.
Your
choice. If you're gay, if you're in the Middle East, you're not going to live very long.